Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, the 1st of July. 4th of July coming soon. Yeah, 4th of July. This country with the founding fathers fought against is all gone. But anyway, your new Trends Journal is coming out very shortly, and here's the cover. You got it? U.S. NATO politicians. War is a profitable racket. Peace is a dirty crime. That's right. No words about peace. Nope. You're not allowed on the media to talk about peace. And by the way, a lot's happened since last Thursday when we did our podcast. Big news. This is the most important news coming out of the mouths of those little prostitutes, those ballers and this boys and girls. Here's the big news that we all have to know about. Yeah. Bezos. This is the front fucking page of the Wall Shit Journal. All right? $5 to see this ugly guy kissing his chick with these fake tits, and she got this dress on. There's like a little platform that you can walk across. And the toilet paper record. Same thing. Big fucking articles about all these shitheads. Oh, a billionaire got mad. The richest guy. What the fuck do I care? What the fuck do I care? Hey, how about putting pictures up on the front? How many Palestinians did Israel slaughter today? And yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before? How about putting that up there? Nope. Not a word. Not a word from the turds. Anyway, all they're selling is bullshit. And I got to tell you, man, this market stuff, equity market stuff, it's fake. It's fake. P/E ratio is way out of line. You know, it's gone. And there's going to be a correction. And this correction may come with the Trump bill, the tax bill that just went past today. We have a whole economic update on this, by the way. And again, never in our 45 years of trend forecasting have we forecast a wild card and the Trump card being played. And that's what's going on day after day after day after day. So the when Trump ran for office, just like the other fucking bullshit spewing out of his mouth, hey, you elect me, I'm going to end that war in Ukraine in 24 hours. All right. Yeah. Oh, he sold himself as a peace candidate. Again, we put all the facts there. Piece of shit. I want to annihilate those Houthis if they come out. Yeah, there's just the facts, right? Just the facts, folks. So anyway, going on, yeah. We note the Senate passed the Trump bill, the beautiful bill, you know, his beautiful bill over there. And when he was running for president in 2024, he said, quote, in the near future, I want to do what has not been done in 24 years, balance the federal budget. We're going to balance it. Spewing out more of his bullshit, he promised the U.S. would, quote, begin paying off tremendous amounts of debt. The debt level keeps increasing. And now his new tax bill, by the facts, not us, by what's being reported, is going to make a bad situation worse. Again, in your Trends Journal, when he passed the bill back in 2017 and sold more Trump bullshit, hey, by cutting these taxes to these big corporations that are making a lot of money already, and I get money from them, yeah, that's all right. They're going to improve capital improvements, put money into developing their United States economy. They didn't do it. 2018 was the biggest year of stock buybacks ever. That's what they did with the dough then, and that's what they did with it now. Now, let's go back to 2018 with the best year of stock buybacks. Hey, what happened to the equity markets? Oh, December 2018, worst Dow in since the Great Depression, 1931. They're doing it again. So by the facts, the according to the Tax Foundation, the Senate bill that was just passed rewards the top 1%. The richest of the richest will earn $663,000 or more in 2025. That's who benefits. Peanuts for we, the plantation workers of Slavelandia. The Congressional Budget Office says tax bill will actually reduce the poorest sector of Americans' income. Over 10 million will lose health insurance, and the cost for food and health care for them will increase. Reuters states, the bill's increase in the national debt effectively serves as a wealth transfer from younger to older Americans, nonpartisan analysts have said, because the impact will be slower economic growth, higher borrowing costs, and decreased government funding in decades to come. And again, I'm not in favor of spending all this government dough. Yeah, I don't want to give welfare. If you have a physical disability, okay. I totally agree. But I want a Work Progress Administration. You don't have a job here, get out there, clean the streets. Here, let's put them to work like they did during the Great Depression. I don't want any free money going to them. Remember Trump said he was going to cut back money for the military-industrial complex? Gave him more. And added $3.3 trillion to the national debt, as Reuters noted. What else? Quote, the legislation which has exposed Republican divides over the nation's fast-growing $36.2 trillion debt would raise the federal government's self-imposed debt ceiling, and, quote, the Congressional Budget Office estimates will add $800 billion more to the national debt than the House version of the bill. Now, will the House pass the bill? I believe whether they do or don't, it'll be close to what it is. So listen, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We need all the support we can get. You know, we got, you know, but between this channel and the other channel, over 300,000 subscribers. Could you imagine if 10% of you guys, 20% subscribe to the Trends Journal? We get the word out. We're out there for peace, prosperity, honor, dignity, self-respect. Oh, and you don't send me these fucking letters that some shithead wrote me. Oh, they don't like my vulgar language. Fuck off and grow up. When your life is being threatened, that's proper language. You little people that swallow this shit spewing out of the clown's mouth from kindergarten to the president. Oh, the president could say, fuck, that's all right. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime. And again, it's in your magazine. Oh, there's a ceasefire. Oh, now the Houthis are shooting back at Israel. And more threats are happening. Is the Ukraine war going to ramp up? Oh, NATO's just building up its defense budget. Again, all these articles are in your Trends Journal. But going back to the economic update, U.S. budget deficit surged past $1 trillion, setting a year-to-date record. And here's another record. Remember the Trends Journal, 2024, golden year for gold. And now gold keeps going up. So here are some facts. You ready? Because of Trump's bill that's going to raise the debt level and his tariff threats, the U.S. dollar has fallen some 10% since the start of the year. That's the worst performance since 1973. That's when the Arab nations imposed an oil embargo on the United States because we supported their Yom Kippur War, just like we support their Gaza War. and every other war the war whores fight. The price of a barrel of oil back then quadrupled. All right? That's when you're looking at what's going on with the dollar. Look back to when it went down the last time. There is economic danger ahead by the facts. So, gold prices. What did they go up? Up like $40 yesterday, an ounce, but 20 something the day before. It's selling at what, 3,000? Let me see, $441. Bitcoin's going down a bit, but it's still in that near that $106,000 coin range. And again, we're bullish on it, not because of what we like, what we want, what we wish for. It's what is. And the Trump team is definitely in the crypto club. And oil prices were down a bit. I gotta get. There's your cover again. U.S. NATO politician. War is a profitable racket. It's a dirty crime. So the bullshit, little boys and girls, or maybe you like to swallow the bullshit coming out of that clown boy over there, Mertz, huh? No, I like storm of bullshit. No, I suck up to the Cazzone Macron with a peck of the size of this, if he has one at all, all ramping up their defense spend. Yep. And the bullshit they're selling, it's going to ramp up their GDP. No, it doesn't. Gross domestic products increase when the products that are manufactured are bought by consumers. This money's just going in to the military-industrial complex. So more articles on in this Trends Journal. By the way, Gregory Mannarino really went off the charts, boy. He has a number of articles in this Trends Journal. Dollar crashes, worst first half since 1973, exactly what we're saying. U.S. trade deficit explodes another 11% in May. Another collapse signal. COMEX and NYMEX, crimes hidden in plain sight. We're giving you what nobody else, anywhere, any place, no magazine comes close to it. If you could find me one like it, let us know. And again, read the comments of the subscribers. All excellently, excellently positive by the facts. And you want to know about technocracy and what's going on and how they're controlling us in the techno world. There's nobody that knows it more than Joe Duran, the technocracy man. Again, one of his books, The Synthetic Devolution, Be Human, one after another. You go to Amazon, Joe Duran, the technocracy man, D-O-R-A-N. And again, whole sections on AI, whole sections on crypto, geopolitical trends, Trump hardened the stance against Putin. Huh. Saying it could invade Europe. Oh, this is the Trump bullshit. Oh, yeah, I like swallowing Trump bullshit. Yeah, okay. Yep. NATO bows to Trump's demand, spending 5% of its GDP on the military-industrial complex. And, again, the whole Israel war section, unfortunately, it's just a horror story day after day. And nobody seems to care. Yep. By the way, who won the war? The United States, Iran, or Israel? It's all mixed. We don't know. But what we do in the Trends Journal is we say, here's what Israel says, here's what Iran says, here's what the United States says, and here's what's being reported about facts. So the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. But, yep, in one article after another, Israel ramps up genocide after Trump calls for ceasefire and return to hostages. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hostage deal. How many fucking times have we heard that? Yeah. Gaza death toll. Trump approves $510 million sale of bomb guidance to Israel to replenish its kits, right? More of our money to Israel. Isn't that great? How about for some money? How about for money for me? I want more money. I want more money. What kind of crap is this? Don't you want more money? No, Israel gets the money. Get to work. Get to work. We're going to steal your money in the name of taxes. Again, articles. This is an article you got to read by Phil Giraldi, a real man of men. You can see him on Judging Freedom with Judge Napolitano. And I just had lunch with the judge. And again, that's who I'm pushing for president. Dinner, last Saturday. And Phil Giraldi, a real man. This guy was a top CIA cat that went into little ballless Georgie Bush's office and said, here, there's no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Here's the proof. Bush told him to leave. And this top CIA guy left his office and left the CIA. He has an article in here, and it's really Trump rolls over for a new war. Yep. And long-term impact of chlorine exposure by Dr. Joseph Mercola and what to do about it. Again, Joe Duran, Trends in Politics, Geopolitics, Presidential Reality Show. Yeah. After bombing Iran, Trump sells himself as a peacemaker at the NATO summit. You can't make this shit up. Yes, you can. Shitheads are running the show. Anyway, Trends Eye Views, what microplastics are doing to you. And Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis. We're giving you everything we can. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the grand total of $2.59 a week. Or better yet, subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, and you can see more pictures of Bezos and the lady that he married. Look at this shit. Look at it. What the fuck do I care? What? Oh, did you see Brad Pitt with his hat down? Brad shit Pitt. Crip. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Salenti and the Judge.